Your horse racing preview is brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.
It's a very good afternoon to Martin Murphy of Horse Racing Ireland. Martin, good afternoon.
How are you, Patrick? How are you keeping?
I'm doing very well indeed, Martin. It's a busy weekend of sporting action, as I say, but the horse racing action is no different. Four Irish meetings down for decision this weekend.
That's right indeed, Patrick. Extremely busy in the racing world this weekend. A lot of meetings on in England as well tomorrow, of course, including the July Cup at Newmarket. But we have Navan and Limerick tomorrow, and then Ferry House and Sligo on Sunday, of course. Very busy week next week. 5 days at Killarney, got Ferry House on Wednesday, Downpatrick Monday, Leopardstown Thursday, and then finishing off with the Big Oaks meeting at the Curragh, sponsored by Kerry Gold for the first time, so that should be next Saturday evening. And then, of course, you'll be meeting at Curragh on Sunday as well. So an awful lot to look forward to. Not to mention, of course, Kilbeggan, their big meeting of the year on next Friday night as well. The Midlands National certainly should be a big race to look forward to. So, as you say, it's all go at the moment.
Yeah, sure is indeed. But as I mentioned there, I know we'll be speaking with Tommy Lyons a little bit later on the show. But Frankie Dettori coming to Killarney next Wednesday, what a story that is.
It certainly is indeed, Patrick. He really is the man of the moment. He has been for a long time. This year, like after that four-timer at the Ascot meeting on the Tour, then, of course, then winning all sorts of Group 1 races. He's been in 8 or 7 Group 1s. He's won the last 11 weeks. Unbelievable. Winning 2 Down Hot Down last week in France as well. He just is a fantastic jockey. Great to see him come to Killarney. A tricky track down there. I certainly find it tricky enough to ride down there. A nice tight track, but a very good one. And if we get the weather of a forecast, there might be a big crowd there on Wednesday. I actually do remember years ago, Patrick, the legendary Lester Pigott riding in Killarney on a Monday evening. They've got a huge crowd down. I think 5,000 people have turned up just to watch him ride down there. So I'd imagine frankly would certainly be a big draw. The weather is supposed to be very well set, and of course Killarney is a beautiful racetrack, as everybody knows. First time having a 5-day festival next year or next week. So certainly news that Frankie's come over. I'm sure the trainers, he'll have no problem getting 4 or 5 rides on the card, and I'd say he's certainly going to follow there and for the punters.
Sure is indeed. Of course, racing gets underway on Monday evening. Let's look at this week's action, though, Martin, because racing gets underway tomorrow at Limerick and Navan. We'll have a look at Limerick first. It's a National Hunt card, 7 race card, kicking underway at 2:45. We kick off with a Mayor's Maiden Hurdle. We're going to move on, though, to the second race. It's the 2x2 Limerick race course on Twitter, Handicap Hurdle, with 15 runners declared.
Yeah, not a lot of horses here in great form at the moment, Patrick, has to be said. Arden Curry could be interesting there, number 2 for Oliver McKiernan. He can run off a chase mark of 111, can run off a £14 lower mark here. Didn't run too badly on the flat last time, and could be an interesting one with Liam Gittigan claiming £7. Although Eric McNamara's Celtic Dancer was winner over his course earlier on the year, up £6, ridden by Eric's own Connor. And I wouldn't mind his last run last time. He finished 5th or 6th of the stall. Wasn't a bad run at all. Maybe Celtic Dancer can record another course and course and distance victory.
Moving on to the third race in the card, is the 2x6 handicap hurdle for qualified riders only. We've got a field of 17 here.
Yeah, very competitive affair this one indeed. And Corton Beebe, number 15 in the card, bounced back to winning ways when winning at Tipperary last time. Tom Hamilton, interested booking here, claims £5 back after £7. She was risen for that success. Also good to see Shake the Bucket here, of course. Fine servant for the Nile Madden stable over the years. Arne O'Connor takes him out for this one, a winner over Fences last time. Classic Concord was a good winner for Andrew McNamara last time out at Quebec, and it's put hefty £10 for that, but certainly must have a chance on Mark O'Hare. But maybe Gavin Cromwell, he's a man that really is flying at the moment. Actually had a tremendous meeting at Bellystown there last weekend, 7 winners over the course of 3 or 4 days, and his Global Racing has been knocking on the door. Maybe it might be his turn to get that door opened tomorrow.
You mentioned there, Martin, about Shake the Bucket. Of course, we had another stalwart during the week, CW at 16, yes, years of age, winning in Roscommon.
Yes, I had a lot of people ask me then who was the last horse at that age to win. Of course, had to go through all the farm books, everything trying to find out. I do remember Royal Bond, the great old horse of Arthur Moore, winning it as a 15-year-old, which I believe. But it was thumped by the Ladies' Master, who won a race in Limerick in 1988. Now, he was actually the winner of the Galway Plate back in 1982. I actually remember being a kid, been there that day, the Ladies' Master. Didn't know he actually won as a 16-year-old. And so CW was actually the oldest winner for 32 years. Fantastic to see that horse. Great performance, has to be said. And he's entered up again, I think, for England next weekend. But Ronan McNally's done a great job of him, and it really was a nice story to see a 16-year-old horse winning. I know a lot of people think they should be retired at certain ages, but to see a 16-year-old come out and win was a fantastic achievement indeed.
Superb, indeed. We're going to keep going. It's the 4:30 race on Saturday we look at next. That's the 2¼-mile novice chase. We've got 7 declarations here.
Yeah, classic affair, this one. Now, Cool Colonnade, a good winner at Clonmel last time, and certainly would be one for the Willie Mullins, Paul Townley combination, while Arjun de Somoza must have a good chance for Raisha Blackmore and Henry the Bombhead. The one I was looking at maybe, again, is Jessica Harrington, another one having a tremendous season at the moment, and her horse there, the Holy One. A bit of a tricky customer. I think Fences could be the making of him, Patrick. He gets £6 from his rivals here. I just think he could do well over Fences, and if he takes these, he must have a good chance here under Paddy Kennedy.
The next race is the 2.25 mile beginner's chase with a maximum field of 16, Martin.
Yeah, from Aidan was second in a similar type race at Clonmel a couple of weeks ago and must have a good chance under Davy Russell. But Visual Man for Henry de Bombhead was a good winner for Raisha Blackmore at Clonmel over hurdles last time. And I think with Raisha back on his back today, his heart jumped so well over Fences. I think certainly that he'd be well schooled for this assignment. And I think whatever beats Visual Man would be hard to beat.
Of course, we've got the second of our Galway races, Galway yeah. Plate Trials, Martin, over the 2.75 mile distance. Maximum field here of 16.
Yeah, very interesting race. Supreme Vinny is a good horse of Denise Rocher. Loves a nice quick ground, and that's what she'll probably get tomorrow. And has a chance here even off the top weight. Mrs. Lovett, I see Darren Jacob coming over to ride that one for Gordon Elliott. Must have a bit of a chance. Third at Kilbeggan last time in a race that Hash Brown was a good second. So that one will have a chance for Michael Horgan as well. The one I was looking at is maybe Ellie Mack, again for Rachel Blackmore, Henry the Bombhead. I'm not quite sure she actually got the 3 mile of 1-4 trip last time when it was slightly disappointing. I think the shorter trip would certainly suit the easy kind of track at Limerick, running downhill to the straight twice would certainly suit this one. She does love a quick ground. Bit unlucky not to win at the Punchdown Festival and gave Rachel a bit of a fall on that occasion, second last when she had a good chance. I think she's got every chance of again some compensation here. She'd be my each way selection in this contest.
Anything else on Saturday's card at Limerick, Martin?
Maybe the last race there, a horse called Rock Road, was second to Dinion's last time out in Killarney in a decent big chase event. It steps in the handicap company for the Bowls here, and Brian Hayes takes him out. That must have a bit of a chance here, I think Patrick might have a chance. Well, in the first race, Patricia Plaster was a good second last time at Punchdown behind a horse called Penny Out. Liz Doyle race trains that one, Sean Flanagan on board, might be just good enough to beat the long time absent Kerry Starr, winner of a bumper for Willie Mullins last year, has the long absence overcome, but certainly no problem from this year. But I think Patricia Plaster with a run over hurdles under her belt might just be good enough to win.
Okay, we're going to move on to Navan, of course, where they host day one of Ireland's newest racing festival, is the Boyne Valley Racing Weekend, featuring fixtures at Navan on Saturday and, of course, Fairy House on Sunday, which the festival has been created around County Meath's lavish and historic relationship with the horse. And we're going to start with Navan's opening race on Saturday, which is at 1:25. That's the three-year-old conditions race. Only three runners, Martin, but not a whole lot between the three of them.
Absolutely, Patrick. Not only three runners, not easy for punters really at all. All winners. Jack Yates was the winner at Epsilon early on the season. Has the top rating here with 91 for Aidan O'Brien. While Kaftan was a good winner on her first start this year at Nace. I thought it was a good performance. And then just narrowly lost out last time in the conditions race at Limerick. But I just think Jessica Harrington's Leo the Furry. I was there that day at Cora when he won, forced him out. Very impressive winner, I have to say, on that occasion. Bit of a late developer, this one. And just the way the stable is going at the moment, I think he just might be good enough to keep his unbeaten record intact.
Okay, let's move on later on to the card, into the 3.05 we go. That's the 5 furlong sprint handicap, where we have 15 runners who will enter the stalls.
Wide open race, this one, Patrick, with respect to usual kind of suspects running against each other. And Dapper Power is one here with a good chance of top weight for Ufinor and Eddie Lynham. Maybe not the best of draws in stall 12, but still will have a good chance. Second his last two runs at Tipperary and a down mile before that, overdue a winning run here. I think might just be the one. Early call would have a good chance for Michael Mulvaney. He likes Navan actually more than any other track. Third last time off face-off. To face off here over this course and distance, and is now £3 lower. That would give him a chance. Little Clarinet has been running well, but also Brian might just be in the grip of the handicap at the moment. I think the top one could win here at Dapper Power. I think he's very good to a chance.
The 4.15 race sees the 10 furlong apprentice handicap. We've got 8 apprentices here.
Yeah, tricky little contest. Killian Eller rides the top on Nimitz. He was running a much better race at Cora last time, didn't make much impression, but this is a bit of a drop down in class. He did win at Leopardstown on his penultimate start. This trip will have no problem, and he does like good fast ground, so he must have a very good chance here. Interesting one in Pat Fahey, though. Dance Emperor has a good chance here. Young Hugh Horgan claimed £7, good fourth to claim the lady at Nace last week. Before that, had finished fourth at Leopardstown, was actually there that day and seen it run. I just think it's heading towards getting back on the winning trail, and maybe Dance Emperor could be the each way selection here.
To close out the card on Saturday, Martin, we've got two divisions of the 10 furlong handicap. The first division sees 19 runners and also 19 in the second.
Yes, very, very open contest, both of these. Lady Rosewood for the local stable, Pat Martin, was a great chance in the open division. Second in his last start. Gavin Ryan's a very good apprentice for Jim Bulger, and certainly riding plenty of winners. Had a good double at Nace last weekend, and he's claiming seven off that. I think this one, Lady Rosewood, has a very, very good chance here. And in the last race, I think this is actually the stronger of the two divisions. Shamad has been second on two of his last three starts, including at Limerick last weekend. Is the mount of Shane Coley here, and what's up with a chance. IOU for Jack Davidson, and Billy Lee is another one. Well, I was at Bellystown there last weekend, and Gavin Cromwell's Ali Kay absolutely bolted in, and a bit of a surprise win that was. But so £14 for that, but it certainly is in good form. A tricky contest. I might just side with Shamad. I think just the recent form is quite good. It just might be good enough to win here.
Anything else on Navin's card on Saturday, Martin?
Yeah, the 3:40 interesting contest here was at Nace a couple of weeks ago. Seen a horse called Sun Sign, trained by Denise Vosfer. Finished a very unlucky third in a maiden. I think it could be good enough to win here. The slight reservation would be a wide draw, but hopefully she might be able to overcome that and win. In the second race, I think a horse called Shine to Her Light was one of these kind of Jessica Harrington horses that was well fancied early on the season, but could only finish fourth at the draw, which has got a good chance here. But Alligator Alley, I think, for Joseph O'Brien, probably should win this one. Third last time out, having finished earlier fourth in a decent race at the court, I think Alligator Alley could be the one here for Joseph O'Brien.
Okay, let's move on to day two of the Boyne Valley Racing Festival, which takes place at Ferry House on Sunday, Martin. Of course, they've got an 8-race card there on Sunday. The first race is due off at 1:30. We move on to the second race of the card. It's the Boyne Valley Handicap Over, 6 furlongs with 8 runners here.
Yeah, a couple of interesting ones. Ali won well last week at Nace, only got a £1 rise for that, but certainly he's in good form and must have a bit of a chance. Dash Doors went on fairly consistently well, it was third at Nace in the same card, and would have, you know, shouldn't be too far away either. Elegant Drama is quite interesting for Jane Foley. He was formerly trained by Gerard Lyons, but is £8 lower now in the weight since last season. But Fit for Function let me down last week. Didn't run a good race at all at Limerick, and I really fancy him to kind of win. I'm not quite sure what happened on that occasion. Maybe the shorter trip will help him, but it is a tricky contest. Maybe, I think, Alif might just be good enough to follow up last week's win at Nace.
The big race of the weekend is due off at 10:10 at Ferry House on Sunday. That's the Irish Stallion Farms EBF Brownstown Stakes. It's a Group 3 contest for 3-year-old fillies and upwards, with 8 fillies declared here.
Yeah, strong English challenge here in this one, Patrick, with 3 runners. Hugo Hammer has Heavenly Holly, Ed Walker has Indian Blessing, and David Marison's over Perfection. And I just think Perfection could be an interesting one here. Finished 7th in the Wokingham Handicap, just beaten a couple of lengths by Kate Byron, who's actually won the fancies for tomorrow's July Cup. That was quite a good effort. And just, you know, I do have a feeling that she just might be too strong for Irish fillies here, the best of which is definitely surrounding for Mick Halford. Just got touched off in a very valuable handicap at Acura on the Friday night of Derby weekend. Just got beaten a nose on that occasion. It has been a very good form this season. We love the quick ground and certainly looks to pick it out of a challenge. Although Aidan O'Brien's Firefly, he couldn't rule it out on some of its run. Fourth last time in the group race at Leopardstown. That was quite a good effort. Tricky little contest is, I think Perfection, if the ground is not too quick, might just be good enough to win.
We have 2 divisions of the Boyne Valley Racing Weekend Handicap Over 7 furlongs. Both have a maximum field of 18.
Yeah, John Gagan's at Silk Cravat, nice drawing style, won. Ben Cohen takes a valuable pounds off, £5 off this one. Third of Leopardstown last time out, and that might be the answer to the first division, although Above Us Only Try has a chance for Shane Heffernan as well. The second division, very, very tricky, probably not as strong as the first division. Not easy to get much of a handle on the form here, but there's one there I was looking at, Red Blooded Cruiser. Didn't run so bad when 6th over course and distance at Ferry House on his penultimate start. Didn't get a good draw at Nace last time, never really got involved. But on his earlier start, I give it a good each way chance. That's ours called Red Blood Cruiser, trained by Shane Nolan. Has been supporting the betting. Just if it attracts any more support this time, I think certainly well worth having a few euro on.
The 4:55 race is the 3-year-old handicap over the 1.5 mile trip with 9 declared here.
Yeah, Johnny Murphy's winning at it. Certainly probably would be the farm choice here. Third of Court Park last time. Only beaten a length on that occasion. You know, Shane Kelly again takes them out and must have a good chance. The very bottom one here, Jim Bulger, Pash Duel, could have been improved performance last time at Nace by finishing 7th, but probably would need to step up again. Interestingly, one of Aidan O'Brien's here with Sunday Islands. Not one of the stable stars, only rated 64. Didn't run that well at Bellytown last time, but it maybe didn't handle the track. It might be a different proposition now. I'm back more on a conventional track in Ferry House. So interesting if they attract any money. Well, Laura Bullion's been running well for Noah Mead. They're certainly having a good season, of course, along with champion jockey Colin Keane. So winning at it just might be worth it, a winning turn. And for Johnny Murphy, I think maybe this one could be the one here.
Anything else at Ferry House on Sunday, Martin?
Yeah, just a couple there. One of the last as Leah Fawn, it was after the Bellytown when that won very handy, drop £6, and for Gavin Cromwell certainly has to overcome an outside draw, but must have a bit of a chance here. Well, the one there with a bit of a chance against is Harscoll Noble Intention, second last time for Tony Martin behind Dramana at Limerick. Again, a good draw here in Stade 70, but you wouldn't know that one. Well, the opening race should go the way of So Wonderful, Braden Bryan, runner at Ascot last time, didn't make much impression before that though, finished fifth in a good race at Naas, a listed race, and that certainly will put it head and shoulders above the opposition here. Probably will start sharp price favourite, but should win that 1:30 event.
Okay, let's move over to the North West End for the final meeting of the weekend. That's at Sligo, where they host a 7-race National Hunt card on Sunday. Drew off the first, to draw off a 1:45. We move on to the third race in the card. That's the Mayor's Novice Hurdle, worth €14,000, over 2 miles, and 9 mares go to post.
Yeah, tricky little race this one, and I've had plenty of chances, but the one that won last time at Bellytown was Amor Redazero for Gordon Eddy and David Russell. I thought I'd put up an improved performance to win there. Jumped fairly well on that occasion. Liked a quick round, which I should get again at Sligo on Sunday, and just might be following in our first handicap here on Sunday.
Okay, let's move on to the 3:25, that's the 2 mile opportunity handicap, again with 8 cleared here.
Yeah, room to roam for the long losing streak behind them when winning last time, and carries top weight here. You know, Darrow Keep, very good claimer, this fella claims 2 in this race. You got a raise of £5 for winning last week at Bellytown, but I think that won't stop it here. Our Brian was a good winner last time for Fitted Rockwell, up £7 for that, and must enter calculations, while Cara Blue was some good form for Seamus Fahey and certainly shouldn't be too far away. I think room to roam, now that he's got his head in front, might be good enough to win again.
The 4 o'clock race, Martin, is the handicap hurdle over 2.5 miles. 12 have been declared here.
Well, the best one most recent form is Colleen Dale Angel, a good winner again. This is for Darrow Keith. Owen Gallagher trains this one. Good winner Bellytown last weekend. Up £5 for that. A lot of horses running against it here haven't been in the best of form. Interesting that Rachel Blackmore with Zag and Zig for the Harry Smith stable from the north. That could be interesting if any money goes in that one. While Gavin Cromwell's Lucky Road certainly would be interesting the way the stable is going at the moment. But I think Colleen's Angel might be good enough to follow up last week's success.
And also we have another 2.5 mile handicap hurdle, two off a 4:35. This time just 9 declared.
Yeah, Bogworth's quite interesting for Liam Cusack. Likes good ground. Dennis O'Regan, interesting booking here. Has mixed over hurdles and fences in recent times, and it certainly would be due an overdue a good run here. City Limits could be interesting for James Nash. Good effort last time and has been running quite well. He just might be good enough to get his head in front on Sunday at Sligo.
Anything else at Sligo on Sunday?
Yeah, the opening race, Emmett Mullins has had a good winner. Emmett Mullins has won a Leopardstown last night. Young, cousin Patrick rode it. But he could win the first race here with Harscoll the Last Emperor. I thought he won a very good race in the Premier Handicap at Curragh on the Friday night of Derby weekend. Patrick finished a good fifth, or sorry, it was Thursday night, finished a good fifth in a very competitive handicap behind War Diary. Not sure how good he is over hurdles. It's probably one of his first starts. But I think that form is very stands out here, and he'd be hard to beat if he jumps around safely. Bachelor certainly would be one against him, has won quite good races in defeat and certainly overdue a winning turn. Another one maybe would be the last race, Tom Taff, with his son called Pat Taff, of course. He's only had a couple of rides on the track, but he rides very well. And this checkout Tuesday was a good fourth at Down Lyle, and it's only start there a couple of weeks ago. Just might improve enough to win this one. No real big stables represented here, no really Mullins runner, which will make things easier for him. Bernie Elliott's Glass Golden Ticket, Jamie Collin board, has to be respected. But I think checkout Tuesday showed enough promise last time to suggest that he could win. It'd be a great win for young Pat Taff. Legendary grandson of the legendary Pat Taff himself, of course, wrote a great article way back in the 60s.
Okay, let's briefly look at the big race of the weekend over in Newmarket, where the July Cup meeting is underway, and of course day 3 closes tomorrow with the big group one itself, the £500,000 Darley July Cup. We have 12 runners here, Martin, and a couple of Irish runners in the mix.
Yeah, very, very interesting contest this. And of course, the way Frankie Dottori's been going lately, there's an awful lot of people going to be back and advertise. He looks set to probably head the betting market here. He's around 3-1, 4-1 at the moment. I think the bookies just rated the Frankie factor at this stage. He's a very good 2-0-2. He actually won a group one race at Takura last August, the Keeneland Phoenix Stakes, in good style. Didn't run well in the English Guineas first time out, but forgive me that. He obviously probably didn't get the trip. He bounced back to win him his last time, and win the Commonwealth Cup at Ascot. On that occasion, the much fancied 10 sovereigns for Aidan O'Brien started a hot favourite and proved definitely very disappointing, having finished a good fifth in the English 2000 Guineas before that, where he probably didn't get the trip. I expect a much better effort from 10 sovereigns tomorrow, but he does have a bit to prove now. And at 8 or 9-1, I suppose he'd be taking a chance. Is he good enough to win here? the question is, you know, is the three-year-old good enough at all to beat some of the older horses? Former winner of this race, Lamato, always runs well in Newmarket, and he bounced back to winning ways when in last time over the course of distance. Now, he's a seven-year-old, so we'll be probably expecting a lot to beat the younger horses here. A couple of interesting three-year-old fillies. Pretty Apollyana is for one. It's a good second in the Irish Guineas early on the season, the Irish 1,000 Guineas. The step back in distance will suit her. But So Perfect has been a good form for Aidan O'Brien, but again, probably has to step up to win. I think it's an interesting contest, and the one I was looking at is probably that Cape Byron. I thought he was a very impressive winner after working a handicap at Royal Ascot last time, Patrick, and just might be able to make a step up from a handicap company to win here.
Okay, I'm just briefly, Martin, because I know we haven't touched on, I didn't mention the Above France before we came on air, but it's Bastille Day on Sunday in Paris, of course, where Longchamp holds the Grand Prix de Paris. Japan for Aidan O'Brien and Ryan Moore, of course, who won very impressively last time out at Royal Ascot. He's the 7-4 on favoured to claim the first prize there on Sunday, and he's £6 clear of his nearest rival, and in fact, that's actually Western Australia, who's going to be ridden by Wayne Lorden.
This should be a win for Japan. There's no doubt about that, Patrick. He looked really impressive when he had Ascot last time. In fairness, he was one of the real talks about horses over the winter. This was Aidan O'Brien's Derby horse. He definitely got a setback early on in the year and missed his intended engagements early on. He ran a good race in the Dante, but he didn't really yet look 100% right. But he looked like he was going to need to run. He certainly proved an awful lot to finish a close third in the Epsom Derby after that, and then left that form even behind him more by winning very easily last time at Ascot. I think he's a horse on the upgrade, and you know, after a neighbour winning last week, we're looking towards any trio will be able to take her on the arc later on the season or any of those big races like the King George. I think Japan could be the one that might improve enough to do it. Certainly Anthony Van Dijk and Sovereign will be having, I think they're going to take on Enable in the King George. They're going to create a really top class mare there, but by the end of the season I expect Japan to improve an awful lot, and he certainly is overdue a Group 1 win. I think he should win on Sunday and probably then develop into a real serious arc horse for later on the season.
We look forward to that. It's on the 6:45 post time for that big race on Sunday evening. Martin, that's where we will leave it. Before we let you go though, let's get your best bets of the weekend.
Okay, Patrick, no problem at all. At Navan tomorrow in the 3:40, definitely fancy Sunshine. Give that a great chance of winning there. While in the 3:05, I would go with Dapper Power. At Limerick tomorrow, certainly like the chances of Ellie Mack in the big race there, the 5:40, the Galway Play Trial. Well, earlier in the card, I would take a chance on a horse called Visual Man, that beginner face, the 5:05. At Ferry Hill Sunday, like the chance of perfection in the big race for David O'Mara, Shane Foley on board, that has a good chance of winning that Brownstone Stakes at 3:10. Well, another one there, take a chance on Winniata, the 4:55 for Johnny Murta. At Sligo then, I would go along with Room to Roam, the 3:25, traveled one well last time, and might be good enough to win again. While also in the opening race, the Last Emperor, I think, will take all the beating for Emmett Mullins.
Okay, Martin Murphy, enjoy the weekend's busy horse racing action this weekend, and we will catch up with you next week. Of course, looking forward to the Irish Oaks meeting at the Curragh.
Indeed, Patrick. Thanks very much indeed. Take care.
Your horse racing preview was brought to you by Horse Racing Ireland and Cork Racecourse Mallow, giving you expert insight into this weekend's racing.